Blog Talk Radio.
Let me know that there wasn't gonna, so I just kind of
talked to myself for a good half hour, 40 minutes, and played some music and whatever, and I couldn't get a hold of it. So, but at least we're back now. Everything is in order.
Thank you for that, by the way. Thank you. I kind of felt unappreciated, like, why didn't you give me your new number? You know, you would think that I'm special enough, but that's okay. That's okay.
What? Okay. Here's what happened. It was the numbers that I had before, I had to change it because I kept getting calls from collection agencies for different people, and it was to the tune of about 15 a day.
Mm.
So for whoever had the number before me, so I had to call and change it. And I actually didn't give anybody anybody at that time. So not even my parents had it. So don't feel like left out. Like I just, I forgot to tell Brittany. No, nobody had it. And I forgot to, and I didn't tell anybody. And then, yeah, so you apparently tried to text me, and I didn't get it, obviously, because it was a different number. So
obviously.
Yes.
Yeah.
So not even my parents got the number. So.
Okay, I forgive you. Maybe. we'll talk about this later. Ha! I'm just kidding. You're okay. You're safe. Anyway, so how was your weekend? Because I really want to talk about mine, but I'll ask you about yours first because I probably will not stop talking, as you can hear from my voice. That's what kind of weekend it's been. So, shoot.
All right. Well, I'm actually going to back up a little bit to last weekend first.
You had an investigation.
Yes. Well, I had more than that. So, Friday... did a film event with David Scott and John Stevens, who do amazing work. David had his first big screen debut at a theater, at the Portage Theater in Chicago. So we went to that, and then we went out to a club called Lumens after and had this big, like, VIP party and, you know, showing party and everything. So then Saturday was a lay low day, and then Sunday I had the investigation, but for the first part of the day, I went to downtown Aurora, Illinois, to Bally Doyle's Irish Pub, and ended up doing St. Baldrick's. Me and the group that I was with ended up raising $1,880 just on our own, on a last-minute kind of thing. And then we went there and got shaved down to a scalp for St. Baldrick's Children's Cancer Research. That day just at Bally Doyle, which I have to give everybody kudos to, raised $120,727 just in one day at that one location. And there were four other ones throughout Chicago, so that was actually really cool. Then I left there and went home. I relaxed for all of about an hour, and then I drove to the Great Escape restaurant, which is over by O'Hare Airport. Ursula Bielski, Carl, it's just they organized this, just a huge list of people that were there. We went through and did not an overnight, but we were there till about 3:34 in the morning. I just went through the recorder yesterday. I have to load everything onto the computer because I just did headphone review, went through some of the video and stuff, and got some pretty cool stuff that the owner, Brian, even though this is where it gets kind of weird, at the public restaurant, but his apartment is upstairs. So kind of a private residence, but a public place also. But he gave permission to post on Facebook, so that shall be coming up soon. Let's see. Then later in the week, Wednesday, had a event at Tokyo Bay Sushi Place, the one I always rave about, it's Forever Animal Rescue, which does rehabilitation, and I did a half-hour show from there with the owner of Forever, and it's Furever, Animal Rescue. They're out of Chicago. They do a lot of great work. They kind of take on the hardest of the hard cases that no other shelters will take those animals. They rehabilitate them and then go through that. So that was actually really cool. Silent auction, a whole bunch of stuff. Tons of people came out. That was good. Let's see. So it was running, and then Friday, didn't really do anything. Saturday, worked. yeah, Saturday worked. Then had this past Saturday, then at my parents' house, had a great family friend over of my mom and a phenomenal artist. And we had corned beef and cabbage and Guinness. Yeah, and then St. Patrick's Day, I didn't do any. I sat at home and I did not do anything. I don't go out on St. Patrick's Day. It's just too much of a headache, too crazy, too many cops. So that's my lay low Saturday night. Like I said, didn't go out. I sat at the parents' house, and then Sunday I laid low. But and I'll finish this up really quick. In the geekiest kind of way, two fun facts about St. Patrick's Day. One, St. Patrick was not Irish. Two, corned beef and cabbage is actually a Jewish dish. It's not an Irish dish, because in Ireland, most of them were too poor to actually have corned beef. It's when they came into, emigrated to the United States, that it kind of became a big thing, because most of the Irish that emigrated that were in the poorer districts lived and worked in the meatpacking area, so that's where they got it. But it was actually a Jewish dish, not a Irish dish. So there's a little fun fact of, what the hell are we celebrating, actually?
I don't really know. Just the day that you can drink on a fucking Sunday. Like, what a horrible idea, first of all. Like, yeah. Horrible. Who the fuck drinks on a Sunday? Like, I have to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Ergo, not for me. Although I was already, like, tired. But seriously. How does that work? I don't get it. And I don't even like the color green. I have green eyes, and that is as much green as I will ever wear, ever. That is all. Yes, that's it. I fucking hate green and orange. But, yeah, what a horrible color. But good beer, though.
You hate Halloween and you hate St. Patrick's Day.
You know, I like Halloween. I like Halloween, but I hate orange. Like, I really do. And orange and purple, they don't go together. Seriously. It's, like, sickening. I can't look at it. I like purple by itself. I like purple and black. Not that you need to know, but just saying. Who the fuck came up with? And seriously, Christmas? Really? Like, green and red? Like, those don't match.
That doesn't go together.
No, they don't. Like, why don't they have neutral? I actually really like Hanukkah colors. I'm not Jewish. But I love Hanukkah colors, like blue and silver. That's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's a metallic color. It's fucking metal. Seriously.
Yeah, it's a good blend that the Jewish did and picking the colors for their holiday.
Yeah, they did a good job. Yeah.
I want
like burgundy as like a fucking hot like holiday color. Oh, that's kind of like sort of like Valentine's Day. Because,
yeah, you can kind of go that.
Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah. Why are we talking about colors? Anyway.
I want to hear about your weekend.
Oh, my weekend was amazing. I don't even know where to start. I mean, I talked my friend's ears off for, like, hours and hours. And then the next day for hours about what happened. And they were there. And so they were tired of hearing about it. So finally I have someone to talk about it with. Yay. Okay. So to start, let's see. We got to Orlando, MegaCon. It's MegaCon. It's fucking MegaCon. There's thousands and thousands of people. I don't really go to conventions that usually have that many people because I feel really... I like to walk in a straight line and be able to turn and walk fast without, like, literally not being able to because it's so crowded. It's ridiculous. I think record amount showed up, so it was kind of annoying in that department. And second of all, it's kind of, like, more for the anime people, although there was a huge Star Trek thing going on, and I'm really geeky in the sci-fi department as far as the anime stuff goes and the gaming stuff goes. That was for other people, and there was a lot of those kind of people there, and I feel like I don't like anime. I never did, never will. Can't convince me. I grew up in, like, an Asian culture with anime all around me shoved down my throat, and I still hate it, so I don't like it. My friends went there for that. I love them still. I forgive them. But that does mean that I was doing the whole sci-fi thing myself, which was cool. So, basically, you go there, lots of people, and Scott Tepperman and Paul Bradford were there from Ghost Hunters International, and every time I was bored, I'd just go up to Scott because I'm, like, pretty cool with him. He's pretty awesome and doesn't seem to be annoyed by me yet. So I keep always – I just – to keep myself occupied, I just went and, you know, hang out. And also stood in line for a long time to go see Patrick Stewart, of which I did meet – I met all the Star Trek cast that were there. And there was probably, like, William Shatner was missing, and that's okay. Like, he is too busy doing Priceline Negotiator commercials to be at that kind of event. So I get it. I get it. It's not his thing. So I know that he's a busy, busy man. So whatever floats his boat. But all the cast was there, and there was Battlestar Galactica, and Dean Cain was there, and I don't really know how Lou Ferrigno fits into it, but he was there.
It's kind of not really?
Yeah. I don't know how he fit. I was just like, he was all, I mean, I don't want to say anything bad, but I literally just, like, walked up to him and said, can I take a picture of you? And he was like, okay. $40. Just kidding. I would know. I didn't want to take a picture with him. I just wanted to take a picture of him. But it was kind of easy to get to him. I'm just saying. And I would say the longest line there was probably for Patrick Stewart, and that's it. Because it's so nice to just be able to wait in line and go talk to anyone from Star Trek, and then, you know, you get spoiled with the not waiting and just going. And Patrick Stewart's line was long, probably like about a 40-minute wait, but I waited till the line went down, and they had photo ops, and it was really nice. And, you know, he's just sign, move on, sign. You know, you don't really get a chance to say anything, but I did. And I was like, I just want you to touch this piece of paper. I didn't want him to sign it because it cost $75, of which money, I had just spent a lot of money on this. So I was like, screw that. I mean, I love you, but screw that. I'm not paying for that. But I did buy a little poster thingy with him on it because I was just like, oh, I just want you to touch it once so that I could have your energy. He was like, okay, very awkward, but in a cutesy way. He was giggling. I made Patrick Stewart giggle, which was great. I just wanted his fingerprints, but he didn't have to know that. But he signed it. He signed it. So I actually got it signed, and I'm going to give it away as a gift to somebody that is a fan, and they will appreciate it. So, therefore, karma's not a bitch. I got it for free. And, you know, well, I didn't really get it for free. I paid a lot of money, you know, for everything. But I got a $75 signature for free. So, but I probably shouldn't say that because I felt like I stole something when that happened. So, we're not going to tell anybody about this, right?
No. Lips are sealed except for everybody who's listening.
Anyway. So, yeah, that was nice. And, yeah, so they had a Star Trek panel. Oh, this is where it gets interesting, which is probably, like, what I should have – yeah, I'm saving the best for last. So they had a Star Trek panel at the end of the night. It was the big event of the weekend. And it's the entire cast that was there. And they had, you know, they sold thousands of tickets for this panel. And I can't count, but I'm pretty sure there was, like, maybe 3,000 people. I mean, it was busy, busy, busy. I mean, there was just so many people. And I got there late because I was in Scott and Paul's Q&A, which I totally, I bombed because I just wanted to annoy them. So I kept – and Paul, you're a dick. I'm just saying. Paul, you're a fucking dick, and I love you, but I really don't. So whatever. Anyway, Scott was great, though. Scott, you're always amazing, and I can't wait to work with you next time. Woo! Anyway, so there was a huge panel that I was late to because of that. And basically what happened was, and I'm like a really, I'm like uber geeky when it comes down to like this kind of thing. You don't really see me go fangirl much. Very odd that I was, because it's just different, you know? Like, it's fucking like Xavier. It's like fucking like, seriously. Like, I mean, there's so many, like, he's fucking awesome. Like, he's fucking Patrick Stewart. He's on American Dad. Only reason why I watch American Dad, because I get to see a cartoon version of Patrick Stewart. It's fucking awesome. Anyway, so there was a panel, and they kind of did their thing, and they were being really crude and joking around and throwing themselves on the floor. It's being really interesting and, you know, kind of swearing left and right. The entire cast is swearing. I'm just like, this is interesting. I don't know. I've never been to one of these things before, and I figured they go to so much of these things, they got to keep it interesting. You know, that's like their lifestyle now. It's like work and then go to these events, and like how do they manage to do that? It's got to be exhausting because you've got, I don't know. I don't even, no. You know what? You know what? They should give us back some kind of, you know, fan momentum because, well, they wouldn't be there if it wasn't for us. So, anyway, I don't know why. I just, like, I'm like daydreaming right now. It was so much fun. Okay, so there was a Star Trek panel. This is what happened. This is where it gets interesting. You listening? Okay, you listening. Here you go. They opened the floor for questions, and they said, oh, if you want to, like, line up, and about maybe, like, 20, 30 people lined up in line. I was, like, the third one in line. I was like, fucking bitches, I'm going to get my question in. So I ran up there. So I actually, you know, I waited patiently. And I had it in my head because someone told me I should ask a question, of which I was really thinking over for about 2 weeks. I was, like, really thinking, if I got to meet him, what would I say? So if I got to meet the entire cast at once, are you kidding me? In front of thousands of people, I know I'm going to say something. So I got up, stood in front of them on stage, and I'm, like, literally 10 feet from them all staring at me, and there's thousands of people behind me, and I just go, where is the bathroom? Because there was a really long line, and somehow I ended up here. I don't really know. And thank God it wasn't crickets after that, so that's good. I mean, it was hilarious, and I was just so happy because I had that in my head for like 2 weeks that I wanted to do that so badly. But I wasn't expecting to do it in front of thousands of people. So it's on video somewhere. I mean, they let them record it, and they were recording it. So I can't wait to see that video. And if any of you were there and you have a video, send it to me. I was going to record it myself, but it's kind of like obvious when you're holding a camera up to go. I just want that memory forever. And then that's what I did.
that was, and you only get one question. So that was your question of where is the bathroom?
Well, that was, yes. But then I said, in all seriousness, I said, no. Because you did, usually they are like, yeah, no one question, that's it. I'm like, in all seriousness, okay. So what kind of, like, how do you feel? Like, how does anyone feel, like, of the cast? Like, anyone could answer it. And actually, a few of them did. I asked how do they feel about how they've inspired culture and, like, we're all here for them. And, like, how does that feel? Because, I mean, it's never going to get old. I mean, we're all so excited and, you know, they're all so, like, grateful for all these people that come to see them. And I genuinely want to know how they feel about inspiring culture and technology and all these gadgets and all these sayings. And it's just so in pop culture, and it's such an interesting concept. So I kind of just asked them, like, a quick question, like, how do they feel about that? And they actually, several of them answered, and I was just, like, standing in front of them while they were answering my question, and I don't remember anything because I think I remember them saying some words, but then I was kind of just like, first time I've ever been, like, not intimidated, but, like, starstruck, just, like, fangirl, like, I'm not watching you really, am I? Like, are you really in front of me? Because this isn't working for me. I am sad in that department. But yeah, that was great. And the moderator was like, actually, that was a good question. I'm like, thanks. Because I didn't really know how to recover from, like, yeah. So it was kind of nice. I mean, so that was, like, the highlight of my life, basically. I don't really have much going for me. So, yeah, that was it. So it was fun. And now we got, yeah. We actually have Kevin in the lobby. Hey, Kevin.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Kevin, how's it going?
Not much, guys.
How you doing? Well, what have you been up to?
Lots of things. Lots of things.
Busy. Well, I wish all y'all could have came to MegaCon. Next year, y'all got to come. Okay? Okay? Okay.
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 But I enjoyed your story.
Thank you. It was so much fun. I didn't want to go to bed because I didn't want to, like, forget about it, which happens a lot after you go to sleep, so you lose some of that memory. But at the time, I was, like, really, 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 that is why my throat is so really messed up right now, because my poor friends that I went with heard about it nonstop, and they were not with me at that time. You know, they literally went to the convention, and I went my separate way, and they went their separate way, and we occasionally met up, and then I would just, like, I met them up at the end of the night after they were, like, exhausted from, walking around, and I'm like, how about me? I was walking around all day. I had all these things to go to. I had to stand in line for, like, 8 hours total, and you guys got to sit down. So I don't want to hear that you're tired, but anyway, I got to talk their ear off, so hence why I'm just, like, cannot talk anymore, but I wanted to share my story. I was just so damn excited and will forever be excited. I don't really know what else happened. It's kind of all like a blur except for that. So it's cool, it's cool, it's cool. So, okay, fangirl moment over. Done. I'm cutting myself off right now, so... So, Kevin, what have you been up to? Like, you gone on any investigations lately? As in,
We did one, oh, gosh. It's probably been about 3 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We investigated a hotel, abandoned hotel. That's one of the buildings that we use for our conference, but we never... We never got to investigate it when we did the conference because we were running the conference, obviously. So we wanted to go back and really do some investigating there and had a lot of crazy stuff go on. We did 3 experiments. We tested rocks, Brittany.
Oh, really? You did that? Is that was like
yes.
You were waiting for it to do that? Like that was like the one
yeah.
time you were going to try to do that?
Yeah, well, we're gonna test it some more, but we set up a perimeter of different pieces of equipment. We had static detector, temperature gauge, K2 meter, ovulus, and we kind of set them around, put an EVP recorder inside the perimeter, and took basic readings before we started, and then we did an EVP session for about 10 minutes. Just with the equipment laying around, and we had 2 different sets of quartz that we had. We had 1 set that was downstairs in the lobby sitting on top of an EM pump. We were trying to pump energy into them, and then the others were not. And then after 10 minutes of EVP, we brought in the first set of crystals, and we put them around the equipment, you know, like a square, and did another EVP session. And then the 3rd session, we brought in the other crystals that we had charged and did that. And we're still going through the evidence. We also did the same kind of thing. We tested fire, but we figured out a way to do fire in a building, right? We lit a candle, an open candle,
mm-hmm.
and believe it or not, we had some stuff go on. It didn't manipulate the fire, but we got activity going on when we introduced the fire. It was manipulating other pieces of equipment, and it actually said, F you, sir. It said, F you, sir, through the ovulus.
Wow.
Because we were talking to an entity that we knew that was there from previous when we were walking the building to look at it for the conference last year. You know, of course, several of my people have psychic abilities, and they kept picking off this guy that was pretty much a dickhead, and he brutally raped a woman on the sixth floor of the hotel. And he was ducking and dodging us all night at the investigation. And finally, he decided to show up on our floor, and he was standing behind our psychic medium. And I could feel him, because you could just feel that gut-wrenching twisting of your stomach when there's kind of a negative energy about the room. And we started provoking, and I'm not saying yelling and screaming. When people say provoke, oh, God, you know, but what we were doing, because he had raped a woman, or allegedly, we started saying, so people like you are cowards, you know, that kind of stuff, and telling him how wrong he was for doing it, and it pissed him off, and he cussed us out through the ovulus, which, you know, cuss words are not part of the word bank in that ovulus. And
that's what I was kind of wondering too, of how that happened, because that would actually be creating that. That's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I use it, the ovulus, not as evidence, you know, but we do turn it on as part of, I guess, our entertainment purposes, just to see what the hell will come through, you know. And sometimes it can be accurate, I guess, to what we're talking about, and then other times it's just garbage. But when we were sitting there provoking this entity and telling him that he was a coward for doing that to a woman, and he, you know, he should rot in hell for it, those kind of things, just to see if we could get a rise out of him, and then the obvious goes, you know, if you, sir. So I was like, whoa. I think we struck a sore spot on him.
Well,
two
things real quick on that, though. One, at least he was polite.
Sir at the end.
it was sir. Secondly, are you sure that Dennis wasn't with you? Because he gets FUs every time he goes out to investigate. They just do not like him.
Well, for us, the way we provoke, it's more of a sarcastic, smart-ass way, you know? And it seems to work, and it doesn't, it's not aggressive, really, you know, because we can be really, you know, smart-assy with them and, you know, going, you're not going to do anything, you know, I don't believe you're even here, that kind of stuff. And, you know, and it, entities like this that allegedly does something, and because that several of my team members could pick him off, and the fact that the lady that he raped is actually in the building as well, and he's still tormenting her in the afterlife, and I don't think that's cool. So we were trying to, you know, go at him a little bit, and you know, we found out some more information about him. We got to go back and dig up some more history, but we got a name, and he was actually an employee of the hotel. He was a bellhop. And so we're going to go back and see if we can find out some further information about this dude. But yeah, it was a good investigation. We did some experiments. We also did the flashcard thing where we instead of actually asking EVP questions, we just held up cards and didn't say anything, so we removed the human element from the EVP session because the investigator, because I wrote the questions down and I put them in a sealed envelope, and I selected I was the only one in the entire team that knew what was in that envelope, so I selected a few people to go up on one of the floors and unseal the envelope, and we had a camera on a tripod, and they held up the card facing the camera where they couldn't see it, and they just held it there for a few minutes, and then we went to the next car. So I'm curious to see if we got any EVP responses to our questions, because of the fact that the investigators didn't know the question, so they didn't know the answer. Therefore, the human element can't influence the environment. So,
yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, one of the things that I, because I had one, not yesterday, but the Sunday before, at a place that I had been before, and obviously you had been to this location, and we've talked about it too, where repetition tends to yield more evidence because they're more comfortable with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the one thing that was really, really interesting that I got is we were doing an EVP session. We had the Obelisk 2 there that has the screen to where it's not just words. Like you can decipher what it's saying, because I'm sorry, but the amount of technology that goes into that, I wish they could just give it a damn better voice.
Yeah, it's hard to understand. That's why I have the Obelisk X, and I actually had to buy the plug-in screen with it, because I couldn't understand it, and I wanted to see what words came across the screen.
Yeah, we're running that, and it ended up, we were doing the EVP session, and I have the Obelisk that comes through on, you can hear it on the recorder, but one of the questions that was asked is, you know, Matt was, or I asked a question. I said, oh, don't you remember me? I was here before. I was here right around Halloween. And somebody else asked the question and said, do you remember Matt? Well, through the Obelisk, it comes through Matt, but then I'm on my recorder, a couple seconds after that, I got, hi, Matt, remember. Which was actually pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
So, I still have to transfer everything onto my computer so I can get it on and post it. But the other thing that I did too, and it seems to come out quite well as far as results goes, is everybody does the flashlight test where, you know, turn the flashlight on for your ass. If you have multiples, then it's turn the right one on, turn the left one on, blah, blah, this, that, the other thing. Well, in atmospheric conditions, and, you know, there could be contact that is made between that battery and how lightly it's twisted and everything. Well, the one thing that I've noticed, and it works amazing when it's on video, is I'll set up my laser grid, which I have four of them, and I'll put them, I should put them butt to butt all through, you know, in a cross space, or, you know, like, looks like a plus sign, and I can do a whole room with four of them. Well, what I've been doing is, because this is purely mechanical, is you take and ask to rotate the tip of it, you know, right for yes, left for no, clockwise for yes, counterclockwise for no. And we actually were able to get about 10, 15 yes, no responses just by changing the pattern of that grid when nobody was by it. So I think that is a little bit more solid as a test than the flashlight, because it's actually rotating that drum on the front of that laser grid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's unmistakable because the whole room changes. So
yeah.
I don't know if you use one, but that's something that's actually kind of cool if you want to try it.
Yeah, I got two laser grids as well. I've never thought about that. I'll have to try it. I also have a pretty badass plug-in one that lasts a hell of a lot longer than the ones with the running with the battery. But we've talked about doing it, because I used to work in a haunted house several years ago, and we did it in a haunted house, was to have that laser not actually put a grid, but actually a circle, shoot a beam down a hallway, and then take a fog machine and shoot the fog out, and it creates a tunnel.
Yeah, that actually works a lot better.
Yeah, I thought about doing that on investigation, creating that cool-ass tunnel. And, of course, we don't get any activity, then I can just run through it.
Yeah, I know. It looks pretty badass.
So,
make a music video.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm getting ready to – I've been trying to dig it back up. I'm getting ready to post – something soon that was one of my first investigations ever when I first got into the field. It was actually a residential, and this is where it kind of got, you know, I was completely skeptic when I was at this house. And that night, I've said the story, so I'm not going to go into detail, but I got pretty much push, shove, thrown, whatever you want to call it, from the bedroom into the hallway along with two other investigators. We all hit the floor. I have all that on video. You, of course, I'm holding the camera, so you see me go from the bedroom and I end up on the floor pretty quick. And then we discovered later when I'm getting up and we're trying to figure out how in that fuck we landed in the hallway, my camera's panning up, and the door to the bedroom is open, but you can see through the crack in the doorway. And, of course, I have an IR camera, a DVR camera, in the corner shining, filling the room up, and part of the IR light is hitting that door. Well, when my camera pans up, you actually see a full, dark, black hand come out of nowhere and point down the hallway as if to say, get out. And what's interesting about it is my camera in the hallway, as I'm getting up and I'm panning up and you see this, the DVR camera that was directly pointed at that wall did not pick anything up.
Hmm.
So that shadow had to have happened behind the door. And we tried to go back and debunk it, but the angle of it on the camera, there's no way none of us could have casted that shadow when we were all laying on the floor and just getting up, because it was distinctly pointing down the hallway, and it was a full hand, a black hand. So I was like, man, I got to get this out just so people can look at it. You know, if they want to tear it apart, go right ahead. But I know what happened. I was there. If you can explain to me how I ended up 10 feet from where I was standing with nobody in the room and nobody behind me, I'd like an explanation, because I wasn't walking. I was standing still, so I didn't trip. And how did two other people end up on the floor as well when we didn't fall into each other? So that was something that I wanted to put out there, because it's one of my very first investigations, and it's just, it's crazy. It's crazy video. And I came across it the other day, and I was going through old DVDs of evidence that I have, and I was like, man, I never put this out there.
Well, it's good to kind of, like, refresh it, because, well, there's so much evidence out there, and some of it's not that entertaining. So if you actually find a good piece that's, like, from a while ago, why the fuck not? That's actually might be something helpful. You never know.
Yeah,
I'm
just want to,
like, I'm sure
there.
There are loads of, like, EVPs on my computer, which I've just, like, I haven't even looked through. So wouldn't that be amazing if it's like, hey, by the way, I'm watching you, and this is a astral being that's talking right now. Wouldn't that be cool? It'd be really easy.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, we got a lot of things going on. I had a team meeting yesterday and finally straightened out a bunch of issues, because last week was not a good week. And if your team's out there, I will tell you this, as a founder of a team, do not see, I thought it was a good idea at one point to create a secret group on Facebook of just the team members, so that the team could post things in there, and, you know, because everybody uses it so much, it's like I can get faster responses from the team through Facebook than I can through text. So, yeah, that's not good because it got so bad as far as the discussion in there, and it all kind of boiled down to a question that was asked that it ended up invariably, you know, when you read text or you read somebody's post, if you're having a bad day, whatever words you're reading, you can put it in, you know, you can read it ever the how you want it, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're in a pissy mood, you might think that someone's saying something pissy to you, and then you just snap. And, you know, this is a perfect example of what can happen, and it cost me 3 members of my team because of it. And it's unfortunate, but... since then, we've worked it all out. They've been working on a side project as well when they were with the team, and now they're just going to focus more on it. We're still going to work together when need be if I need some help. So that's good. It's just unfortunate that communication like that can cost you in the long run. And I told the rest of my team yesterday that I have left, I said, from now on, any kind of policy dealing with the team, we are going to either make phone calls to that individual or talk to them in person. We're not doing text. We're not doing anything else because it's crazy how people can take what you type the wrong way real quick.
I know, and I totally understand that. It happens. And like I said, sometimes people don't like to be confronted, and they kind of just twist it immediately into, like, being defensive, you know?
Yeah.
And I get
yeah.
that. Like, so it's – and you really find out who's going to be there for you when you know, shit hits the fan. Well, I've never
mm-hmm.
actually had to use that saying before, but, yeah. Good one. Yeah, when the shit hits the fan, you know who's saying. So, you know, that's good. It's good to, like – wheedle the way out of, like, you know, the troublemakers, and I've been there, done that. Usually not that I get kicked out of anything. It's usually me that's, like, losing people. It's like, yeah, well, I know who you are now, and then, you know, it's fine. You can go ahead. I don't have a problem with doing your own thing. You know, it's fine.
Yeah. But, you know, since all that stuff happened, I told everybody that we're going to have a positive meeting. We're not going to finger point. We're not going to point blame at any individual. And it worked out great. We had a great meeting. We got a lot of things worked out. We had one of our new members that's – we have a probationary period that we do with our members. And he's been on probationary period for about 3 months now. So – given all the circumstances that have happened and the fact that he's been really kicking ass, we went ahead and promoted him into the group as a full member. So, you know, positive things do happen. So, in you know, the fact that all of us, including the ones that did leave the team, will all be at a conference next weekend. Yeah, if things wouldn't have been worked out, this coming weekend would have not been fun.
Well, I'm glad it worked out because that's just, you know, it would be a lot of stress on, you know, other people that don't really need it. So I hope you enjoy that. What are you going to? What is it?
It's the second annual Texas Pair Unity Fest. And this year it's in Wachahatchee, Texas, which is about 20 minutes south of Dallas, Fort Worth. And there's going to be a lot of people there, people from across the country. I believe I'm going to finally get to meet Mr. George Lopez in person because he's going to be there.
I love him. He's awesome. You'll like him. He's awesome.
Yeah, and of course.
He's awesome.
Wait, when did Sarah join the show?
That's what I was going for. Oh, snap.
Wow.
Awesome. Anyway, go ahead.
And I can say that because I still give her shit about that, so.
It's cute.
I told her every single chance that I get, even on the radio shows, if something like that comes out, I'm going after her on it.
I don't know. For some reason, that's what sticks with me. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it just sticks. So, good going, Sarah.
Yeah, but there's going to be a lot of folks there, and Walt Cade from Storage Wars, Texas, he's going to be there doing the charity auction, because the whole Unity Fest is to raise money for breast cancer awareness. So it's all for a good cause, and Walt Cade's going to do the auction for all the stuff that everybody's donated, and should be a good time. You know, I'm excited. Gonna hang out with a lot of my comrades that are in the field. That when we all get together, it's just nonstop laughing because we just act a fool, you know. And so yeah, it'll be a good time. And then, gosh, 2 weeks later, we go to another conference in here in Texas, about 30 minutes from my house in Jefferson, Texas. Which now, by some of the, you know, I don't know how they rate all this crap in magazines and stuff, but from what I've heard now, they're rated number in the top five most haunted places in Texas, which I can tell you, just about every building and home in that town is haunted. I haven't been to a place yet that we have not had some kind of crazy activity happen.
Awesome.
So, we're going to that conference in Jefferson, Texas, and, oh, yeah, May, Brittany, I'm going to a 10-story sanatorium.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Not fair. But great.
And,
great.
Yeah, there's, last time we were there, we had rocks thrown at us down in the basement.
Amusing. I'd be like, throw rocks at me, bitch. Come at me.
Whatever was doing it, they weren't like intentionally trying to hit us, but some of them did because they were ricocheting off some of the crap down there. But
yeah,
every time we put on our flashlights, it stopped. But when we went dark, it started again. You know, we thought for a while that it was somebody, you know, broke in down there and was screwing with us, but that wasn't it. And there was over 60,000 deaths in that building, being a tuberculosis sanatorium. And it's really got that feel when you walk in. When we walked in the front door of that place, you could feel spirit energy. I mean, it's just, and people that have been in the field a while, you know what I'm talking about. When you walk into certain places, you're like, uh-oh, there's some stuff going on in here.
You've got, like, electrical, like, you feel, like, the electricity, like, just from, like, residual. Like, so where is this?
It's in Arkansas.
Really? Which one is it?
Yeah.
What is it called?
Well, I can't actually say the location because last time we were there, we had to sign a waiver of confidentiality because it's owned by the state of Arkansas. It's actually on a functioning mental hospital facility. There's other buildings around there that, you know, that's run by the state that are actually still in, you know, still being used, and to protect the patients and all that are there. All we can ever say of where we're at is we call it the Old Arkansas Sanatorium. We can't actually tell you the name. We can't tell you the town. It's in Arkansas, so I can tell you.
Okay. Cool. I know that you could tell me secretly because you
don't
want to say anything, but I would love to go. Like, I would love to do that. I don't even care what kind of sanatorium. There's one in Germany that's just beautiful. And I want to live there. It's so beautiful. Of course, I don't like spiders, so that's a problem. But it is gorgeous, and I love how dark it is, and it's just so, you know, it's not positive energy because no positive energy resides where there's sick people. unless that's your kind of thing. But yeah, usually negative energy is there, and you know, I am oddly attracted to that kind of energy. I still don't know why, and I'm not afraid of it. But I just I don't know. It's so attractive to it, but it is indeed intense. And
you know, something interesting about that place, Britt, that you might find interesting. That was the very first place that when I bought the Ovilus X that I took it to, and you know, being a sanatorium and it being a lot of male patients there. Of course, you know, back in those days, you know, there wasn't male nurses; they were all female. Well,
yeah.
I got the broad idea, and we were there with another team that actually uses that sanatorium for all their events because they're in Arkansas. So they invited us back, and so I asked the founder of the other group, hey, let's go boy-girl team. We'll send all the girls up to about the third floor, and we'll all go in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, cool, let's do that, you know, just to see what would happen with a bunch of girls because, you know, some of the claims, women being choked and this kind of, you know, stuff going on there. So when we were downstairs, the Ovilus said Dee Dee, which is one of my investigators' names. It said Dee Dee, and we all looked at her. All like, why the hell did it just call her name? And then it wasn't 2 seconds after it called her name, the walkie went off, and we hear all the girls screaming in the background on the walkie. And we're like, what in the hell is going on? So we ran up there, and in fact, Dee Dee, who was up there with them, had an entire handprint on her arm where she had gotten grabbed by something that wasn't there, and it was red. It was complete, all five, you know, the whole hand.
Nice.
So tell me that.
Seriously.
That's not crazy that the Ovilus said Dee Dee, and then we go up there, and that's the person that got grabbed by some entity.
Yeah, that's not nice, Brittany, depending on which end of it you're on.
Well, I would love to be. Hey, I've been on that end, and I liked it, okay?
Well,
I enjoy a little, you know, I don't know what you want to call it. Like, let's just leave it at that.
Oh, you're in a little bit of pain there, Brittany.
I'm just going to end that. Subject change.
Aren't you the one that got spanked?
maybe, perhaps, in my region. Perhaps I did.
Hey, you missed the conversation Jody and I had on the show. It was about 2 weeks ago. It wasn't last week's show. It might have been the week before. I don't know how, you know, her and I, it doesn't matter what we're doing on the show. Somehow or another, it always gets raunchy. And
yeah, it usually does, yeah.
And I don't know what comment I said. I was telling her that I was trying to get this really, really hot wrestler to come on our show. And she's been in a lot of movies and stuff as well and played in the lingerie football league and whatnot, and she's just hot. And I was telling her, and she goes, oh. And I bet she could kick your ass, too. And I said, oh, yeah. And then we got into this whole conversation about that.
Yeah, usually with Jody, there's never a dull moment. I mean, usually half the time it does turn into, I would say raunchy is a good word. Very, very good word. Like, or you know, like burping. Or oh, my goodness. I forgot to record it. Jody was on that Guinness World thing, and I was going to record it. Fuck.
Yeah.
I saw a commercial, and I was like, did she just eat a booger? Oh, my God. She would do that. Oh, it was so so, yeah. I meant to watch it. Oh. But now I have that in my head. I thought about it for days after I saw that. I was like, oh, my God. Okay. Must talk to her about that. Maybe I'll call in tomorrow just to, like, kind of push her buttons a little bit. Because,
Yeah, really Kevin, you remember the Unknown Radio Network family show that we did?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, where did that go? I haven't seen it. Which one is that again?
Go look at, it's still in archives, it's December 22nd, the day that the supposed world was supposed to end. That's the special podcast night.
And you put that on as a family show, right?
No, it
not
was not.
X-rated?
No. It was the Unknown Radio Network family, there was nothing family show about that show.
I wish I could have been there, but, you know, I was just, like, hiding under the bed, waiting for the world to end, you know, eating my cookies, so.
I stayed as quiet as I could just because I was speechless half the damn show, and that's extremely hard to do to me.
We need to have another show like that. That needs to happen.
No, we don't.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yes, we do.
We'll probably have one this summer. I got a look of when I put Jody's show on the air. I believe it was June or July. Somewhere in there is when Terrify Radio kicked off. And that's when the Unknown Radio Network kicked off. So basically it's a 2-for-1 birthday. So we'll have to do a special broadcast celebrating 1 year of the Unknown Radio Network. And I know April, my radio show, which is the very first one we did, it'll be 2 years in April that I've been on the air.
Woo! We can do a birthday party.
Nice.
If only we could all get drunk at the same... Can we all get drunk? I mean, I don't really want to get drunk, but I will if I have to. If necessary, totally do
well,
that.
I know that my boys from FWP, Kevin and Justin, they were drinking down the booze the night we did our End of the World deal. And I told them every time they heard Bill Dinkins say something, they had to drink.
That's actually a really good idea.
Kevin, I know you weren't, but me and Dennis were.
Yeah.
And with the way that show went, I was a little bit slurry towards the end of the show.
That's what I'm talking about. It's no old bar when we get together. I don't care if people drink or whatnot. We can do what we want. I control the whole thing. Yay!
And you know what's really, really good is that I've never taken advantage of the fact that I could get drunk and then talk for 2 hours. Which, by the way, would not end well for anyone because they would just be like, Brittany, shut the fuck up. Anyway, I have maybe been a little intoxicated twice. But, yeah, that was
okay.
Fun anyway.
It's okay. In fact, I was really on edge a couple weeks ago. We had Deb Lance on, and Jody was on vacation, and Miss Jody was a little tipsy before the show, and she couldn't stop laughing. And I was like, Jody, come on, don't be an ass. But, yeah, it was funny. You know, you could hear she'd be all quiet like she was at a bar or somewhere, but she was, I don't know, she was hiding in the bathroom because it was real quiet. And then you can hear during the broadcast all of a sudden a lot of people talking and her talking to the bartender getting another beer.
Oh, my goodness. That's actually, like, on an adventure. Like, I wish, you know what, I'm going to do that one night. Okay, so you're going to not be able to hear anything but the crowd. You know what? I really wish that I could have had the radio show, like, on Saturday and just recorded the entire Patrick Stewart, like, Star Trek panel thing and just have it live from the Star Trek panel. How amazing would that have been? So amazing.
Well, you know, I'm working on trying to. I got one person that has contacted me about actually joining our network for a show, but I've kind of tried to keep away from scheduling any shows on Saturdays so that anybody that's on the network that has a show, anytime you want to use that 2-hour airtime, all you got to do is tell me and I'll schedule it so that it's on the board and you can broadcast from wherever you want.
Cool. I might do that one day. Maybe we'll have like a live concert or something because I just want to amuse. Plus, I want it for my own. So, you know, I just want to be like, hey, bitches, listen to this. Now, really, listen to this. How incredible are live like events? They're great. And there's a convention coming up in September, which I'm considering. I think it might be on a Monday. I don't know if it's on a Monday. But if I do go to this event, of which I might be busy doing other things, I might be busy. You don't know. I don't know the future. Do you? No. But we'll see. So, yeah. Anyway, live show would be great at an event.
Is this the one in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? You can kiss my ass if you don't go, because I'm working on trying to work it out to go.
Well, I might have other obligations, such as school, and we have to figure it out. I have a schedule set, and we have to figure it out. So I will tell you about that later, when we're not live on air. So...
Yeah, I know.
For the record. Well, our conference that's going to be in October, last year I did a special just private investigation on Friday night just for the teams where the public was not allowed to attend so that we could all investigate together. And it was cool for a while, but you know, a lot of people, when they walk out of the buildings to smoke their cigarettes or whatever, there's actually bars across the street. And so they all end up disappearing towards the end of the night over to the bar, which is fine. So this year I decided, you know what, we'll rent out the bar restaurant across the street from the convention center, and they got an outdoor area that's huge and got a big stage, and we're having food and drinks and paranormal karaoke.
Oh, that's awesome. That is great. Why don't I just go to an event in Texas? You know what? I should have like gotten a booth at MegaCon, but I was too busy being a fangirl. I was like, fuck this. I'm just going for fun. Screw it. But, yeah, I should come to more of the events like that. Like, I want to do some paranormal. Well, I wouldn't say it's paranormal karaoke. I would just say it's like, you know, maybe bring a little bit of the metal to the paranormal, kind of like what I do here. So.
Well, when I say it's paranormal karaoke, it's because the only people that will be there in attendance is all the speakers and the paranormal teams. So we get to all act a little nutty around each other, I guess you could say.
And where is this again?
Where? It's in Marshall, Texas, a little town about 25 miles east of Longview, where I'm from. And, it's like an hour. Marshall's close to the edge of Texas. It's like an hour from Shreveport, Louisiana. 2 hours from Dallas. But, yeah, that's where we're having it. And I think it's, let's see, October 4th and 5th, or 5th and 6th, that weekend there. We're going to have some fun there. So, going to be cool. We're actually going to I've talked to the other teams. I got every team coming back, which I had 17 teams last year. They're all coming back, and we're going to teach each other classes because there's three classrooms that we use. So So while the speakers are talking to the general public, we're going to be teaching each other new ideas, new things to try to do or consider when we go back, you know, on our own with our teams.
Hey, can I interrupt just for 1 second really quick?
Go for it.
All right. Just want to wish a happy birthday to my St. Baldrick soldier, also Catherine Suzanne Panning. It's her birthday today. And when she did the St. Baldrick's event, she did get shaved. And if you look her up on Facebook, she had quite the hell of locks that are gone. And judging by the picture, we're at about the same growth rate now of the recoup of the hair. So just want to say happy birthday, Kat. Hope you have a great one, a blessed one. And, you know, definitely appreciate your contribution of that long, luscious hair to St. Baldrick's. So thank you and happy birthday. Talk to you soon.
That's awesome.
And the message, it was like leave a message after the beep. Beep. I mean, I don't
know. Yeah, I know. I did end that kind of weird, didn't I?
Yeah, that was very nice. That was very sweet, though. I can only imagine. I could never do that. So I have thought about it. I'm like, wouldn't it be nice to pull a Britney Spears and just not worry about my hair? But no. It wouldn't look good. A G.I. Jane, maybe. Badass, like, hell yeah. But I could never do that. I'm too selfish. One day, when my hair is down to my ass, I'll just cut half of it off and give it away. So that's a good plan, well, right?
Well, that's in the time that I was there, and we can get back to what we were talking about, but in the time that I was there at St. Baldrick's when I was getting shaved, and we left and it was still going on and they were still doing shaving, there was 13 women that got shaved. And there, you don't have a choice. It's no guide clippers down to the scalp. And there was one woman whose hair was like down to her waist. Other were like shoulder, you know, middle back, like that kind of length. And they got shaved. And it was kind of a dual purpose thing, which was really, really cool because they donated the longer hair to Locks of Love.
Yeah.
Which creates wigs and all. So that was really, really cool. And I forgot to ask Catherine if, or no, she did say that her some of hers went to Locks for Love. So that was really, really cool. And let me tell you, and this, and both of you can just kiss my ass right now due to the fact that the high on Wednesday is 25. Do you know what it's like walking around bald and 30 and 20 degree weather? It sucks.
Well, I know that you're jealous because it's like 80 degrees here, but do you know how horrible it is to be metal and goth and have black long hair and always wear black? And I'm in Florida and the humidity and it's 80 fucking degrees. Do you know how miserable that is? Huh?
You have a choice to wear other colors. I don't have a choice to instantly have hair.
I don't have a choice. I have a reputation to uphold. Thank you very much. Man, don't ever get it. You're hearing about style? I got style, okay? And speaking of, like, hot weather, the hot and the heat and whatever makes thunderstorms, it's thunder and lightning right now, so I feel so zen with, like, Mother Earth. I'm just, like, taking it all in. I love it so very much. Summer is coming, and so are the thunderstorms. I have not been around Florida during this time. I've always been in Norway this time. So for once, I get to enjoy the thunderstorms. Have not seen them for quite some time now. I'm going to say about 4 or 5 years. So it's quite nice. So let me do my thing. Let me relax and be really zen and lose my mind because usually I do. So anyway, that was fun.
If my brother had moved to Miami, it was in September, and I don't remember exactly what year it was, but it's when Florida had all those, like, hurricane after hurricane after hurricane.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
So we drove down in a U-Haul, which literally does, and, you know, driving my Jeep, it was windy as hell on the way home, but it literally was driving a box in the wind. That was fun, especially when we got on the turnpike and we realized we had a quarter tank of gas left and didn't know that there was any stop.
No bueno.
But actually, and Kevin, when I lived in, you live in Texas pretty much all your life, right?
Yeah, since I was six.
Yeah, you remember back in the 80s when Hurricane Alicia came through?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was that's when I lived in Houston, so went through a hurricane there. But it was a lot cooler when you're older and you understand how storms work. When me and my brother were driving down and we're just seeing the wall cloud that was off on the East Coast, that was actually a really, really cool experience. And my brother's like, no, we got to go. And it was like 50-mile-an-hour winds on the highway that were crosswinds coming at us. So the U-Haul spent half the time on the shoulder.
Yeah.
And, well, three wheels, because it was dually, three wheels were on the shoulder, and the other ones were in the lane, and we could have swore that we were going to flip and we were running out of gas. We literally coasted in, and the motor started chugging when we found the gas station. That's how low we were on gas.
Damn.
And
in a hurricane.
Yeah, that's probably going to be the worst idea ever. I don't really know what to say. I would just say, you know what? Poor planning, dude. Fail. Epic fail, actually.
Oh, no, that was... This is a quick story. That was a hell of a trip. We left Chicago, and it was beginning, like, the second week of September. And so, you know, it was still semi-warm here. And we're driving south. Well, as soon as we hit just outside of Nashville, Tennessee, the air conditioning went out. So we're like, all right, we're driving this. Oh, no, before that, when we hit Hammond, Indiana, which is right across the border from Illinois and Indiana, we hit Hammond and the check engine light came on. So we're like, really? Really? So we're driving, Tennessee, air conditioning goes out. And it just keeps getting warmer. So we drove in the truck through Florida in September, which, you know, is not a cool time in Florida by any means.
No.
With
that's
no
the
AC,
hottest.
No AC and no gas. Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to add to the poor planning, my brother was saying, he goes, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, maybe we should stop at U-Haul and just get a different truck and we'll transfer everything. We're in a 24-foot box truck. It's like, no, we'll be good. We'll be good. Yeah, you sure? Oh, yeah, check engine light comes on for stupid things like O2 sensors. Well, the truck didn't break down, which was nice. But, yeah, then the AC going out in Tennessee. In Tennessee, it was bad. So, it was not a... Not a good experience. So,
never had that problem. That's why I'm like, you know what? A road trip through the United States sounds nice, but too many things can go wrong. Way too many things. There's not enough luck in the world for that to go well.
Yeah.
And I don't drive, so fuck that. I'm not going to be the one in the passenger seat. Well, actually, driving would be horrible. So, never mind. That's what planes were invented for. So, cavemen, you guys will have to walk and, you know, drive, whatever. But I'm going to take like the 21st century way, and I'm going to fly. And I realize that flying all your stuff is expensive, but... yeah, there's no way of getting out of that. It's expensive, but it's easy, so...
Yeah.
See, yeah. I'm thinking, and if the weather does hold out and I can work it out schedule-wise to get to Pennsylvania I'm thinking what's going to happen is going to be a motorcycle trip. So,
going to
hop
on
the
bike.
Yeah, I'm going to hop on the bike and head to Pennsylvania. It's about from, I have to look up exactly where the, what city, do you remember off the top of your head what city it's in?
Bethlehem,
it's by Pittsburgh, I believe, right?
I think it's Bethlehem because, I mean, Bethlehem. It's like ironic, isn't it? Paranormal.
Yeah, a little bit.
Bethlehem. Yeah. So I think it's the 6th, 7th, and the 8th. I could be wrong. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah. Well, if the weather holds out, because let me tell you, I'm not a Harley guy. I ride crotch rockets. Yes. I'll be, actually this Saturday, I'll be 32. But I still can't get past the crotch rocket thing.
Party. Party.
Yeah. So, well, funny thing, my buddy who used to work with us, he's a DJ, like club DJ, and he spins, you know, pretty much like techno, dance, hip-hop, like that kind of stuff. So he's a resident DJ at a place called Park Tavern in Rosemount, which is right by O'Hare Airport. And we were talking about when me and the other guys at work, I haven't seen him in a while because he's been busy with his DJ stuff. So I'm like, oh, what the hell? Let's go there Saturday. And I didn't even think about it that it's my birthday. And I didn't announce it. I just kept saying, and it didn't click until today that it's my birthday. So I was, you know, asking people, hey, we're going to head to Park Tavern Saturday. We're going to head to Park Tavern Saturday. And the list right now is at like 28 people. So there's three people that I know who are motorcyclists. There's paranormal people going. There's filmmakers. It's going to be just the biggest melting pot of people that are going to be all in one group that hardly any of them know each other at all. So it definitely should be a good time. So if you're in the Chicago area on March 23rd, Park Tavern in Rosemont, we're going to be there. Let's just take over the damn place.
That sounds good. Damn. Well, at least you're going to have a good party. I'm pretty sure that all I did was have a black metal birthday party with some close friends, and yeah, it was pretty boring. So looks like you're in for a treat. Hey, I don't lie. It wasn't that boring, but it could have been better. I'm spoiled.
I'm gonna be turning 39 for the second year in a row. My birthday this year in July.
Woo. I'm gonna be turning 18. Woo.
Woo.
I can't wait to finally go to clubs. Yep. You know, it's gonna be great. Woo.
Yeah, dude, you are the youngin' of the group.
So young, so inexperienced, so much. Anyway, that's not true. So I'm just judging myself now. Jeez, way to go, Brittany.
What are you putting out there about yourself right now?
I don't really know. Like, nothing good. Nothing good can come from that. Jeez, what is wrong with me? Oh well. I was like, I totally made myself look like a fangirl earlier. What's wrong? Like, what's... Apparently nothing looks... I just want to make myself look like a complete ass, basically. I want to be a fangirl. I want to go geeky, and I want to show my geeky side, even though I'm supposed to be really badass and shit. That's not working. No. I like comic books. I like sci-fi, which... isn't so weird because I kind of like the paranormal, and that's like a, if you look at it from like a science perspective, it could be sci-fi, not like retarded.
You're not geeky, Brittany. I got comic books. I got the whole damn Star Wars trilogy, or well, whatever you call it now, all
that
six of them.
That seems pretty normal in comparison to like my shrine. So.
Well, I don't have a shrine, but, you know,
I
play video games and, you know, I can be a geek where I want to be, but, yeah.
See, I don't want to, and it just, it's just there. That's the problem. It's just there. But I try to deny it, but I can't. I mean, it's just there, and I'm just like, yep. Might need to go to therapy for this one, but, yep.
Yeah.
I mean, beats me, seriously. Oh, and there was funny, because I was talking in class. I have a group project, which makes me sound like a high school student, seriously. College group project. And I had collected these little tiny rocks from, obviously, I don't really know why, that they have decorative rocks. At school. I really don't think there's a point for it. And also, I feel like I'm robbing them blind when I take them because they're so nice. And I like you were saying, let's talk about those rocks you were talking about earlier. So let me, just humor me. Okay, so I take all these rocks because I think they're really pretty and I want to make jewelry out of them. And I thought they have like good energy. I have no idea what kind of rocks they are. I'm going to have to look it up, but I feel like I was robbing my school blind, except they're really robbing me blind. So it's okay. We're even. And so I had brought these rocks into class just because they're in my purse. They're chilling out. And we had a group project, which I was talking about, like, paranormal with my group, and one person's like, no, you don't do that kind of stuff. I always feel like I have to explain myself because no one really seems to understand that I'm not, like, one of those people that, like, think that everything's possessed and there is a ghost in every house or there's angels or there's like demonic activity. I have to really explain myself like quickly to get them off of the track that they think that I'm just like a complete imbecile, basically, which very hard to prove, by the way. I don't make it easy for me to like disprove that. So yeah, I was just explaining like what kind of like scientific aspect where you could actually like literally go ask like Michio Kaku and he would totally know what I'm talking about, you know, except maybe I don't say it as clearly as he would, but he's Japanese, what does he know? Don't judge me on that one either. All right, so about those rocks, Kevin, so what kind of rocks did you, or what did you discover anything yet, or are you still looking through the evidence?
We're still going through the evidence, but it was quartz crystal, I believe. One of the members on the team, she collects all kinds of rocks. Her whole house is full of rocks. So you should be proud of me, Brittany. I got a necklace. I can't remember the name of the rock, but it's for positive energy. I do have a rock necklace.
What color is it?
White.
Oh, like quartz crystal?
No, it's not quartz. It's something else. It started with like a T or something. I have to go look. But
cool.
Yeah, it's when I was looking at necklaces, it said this one's emits positive energy and blocks negative energy. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get one.
That's good because I really feel that there's something to it. And then explaining it to people, because I had to explain why I had a whole bunch of rocks in my purse, not that I was going to, like, bash over someone's head with these rocks. Like, I just really thought that they were, you know, special rocks. And I thought, that's perfect.
You know what would be funny is, like, if you were going somewhere, like, and they were in your purse. So you got me saying light now. I gotta quit that.
Okay, well, now, you know what? Sarah has awesome. I have like totally. Yay.
But if you had those rocks in your purse and you were like, yeah, I was going to do it again, and you were going to purchase something and you reached in your purse to grab your money or whatever and you had pulled out the rocks, I want to paint rocks.
No, yes. I was just, you know, I throw around my purse like it's no big deal, and I just want to hit someone in the face with it. So one day that's going to happen. And I just got started on my little collection. By the time I'm done with this rock collection, there will be no more rocks at school. Like, I'll probably have an entire room full of rocks. And just be like, occasionally, just like every day, take like 5 or 6 And I take the pretty ones, okay? There are some pretty rocks, and there are some ugly-ass rocks. And I like to take the pretty ones, which I think are actually gemstones. And I think they think that they have no value, but I know that they do. And I know whoever they get it from, like just in shipments and trucks from beaches or whatever. Like, I think that they don't really know how valuable these things are. So I'm just like, cool. Jackpot. It's like I just went shopping. That's what I feel like. I feel like I just went to like a spiritual store. I went shopping because I didn't have to pay for anything. So it's great. So
now, you know, Matt, if we ever did a drinking game, just letting Brittany talk, and every time she said like, you had to take a drink, we would be drunk pretty quick.
Okay. Well, then that's got to happen.
It wouldn't be a game. It would be immediate annihilation.
Total destruction of your universe.
Wait, do I have to start when her and I are pre-gaming before we go live, or is that something that I can start after the after the flag drops?
Exactly.
For the record, when I say like, I mean for example, but it's very hard to say for example. You guys are making fun of me. It's not cool. Not cool,
no.
Guys. Not cool.
It's a lot of fun, Brittany.
The one thing that I'm bad at, and I don't know if you've noticed or not, but I always say I'm bad with or you know what I mean. Those are my two things that are really, really bad. So it's just as bad as like, you know what? I don't know if we should tell our tells.
That is an excellent point, actually.
If we do a drinking game, it would be just, there wouldn't be words. There'd be bottles to our faces the whole time.
Then means we just have to, like, attach it. Like, there's no talking involved. Then we just have to drink the entire show.
Because,
but then I can guarantee you that I would be talking at the end of the show. At least, maybe in between it.
Back in the day, back in my college day, we even did a drinking game watching Star Wars, and every time you heard someone use the word force, you had to take a shot. Yeah, you were pretty toasty by the end of that movie.
You were pretty forced at the end of that movie. Like, you were with, like, Obi-Wan. Like, damn.
Hey, oh, Kevin, I know what I was going to ask you. Is the stones you were talking about, is it tanzanite?
That's purple.
No, it's not tanzanite. Damn, I got to look up that name.
Okay, you men suck, okay? You know, I could just go ask my mother what kind of fucking gem is white and But tanzanite is like deep purple. What kind of man are you? Don't know what tanzanite color is. Seriously.
Do you know how many different forms of tanzanite there are?
The purest form is purple. And there's also, and you need to make sure that it's not like created in a lab, which they call it like, what do they call it? CZ. If it's, like, created in a lab, then they can make it whatever color they want. But if it comes from the earth, it's purple. It comes from Tanzania.
Yeah.
The only place in the world you can find it, Tanzania. No, it's not tea. You, I'm going to come kick your ass. You do not insult my crystals. Okay?
How are you going to come
kick my ass? And it's not topaz either, because topaz is, like, orange, okay? Get your shit straight, man.
Topaz is blue. What the hell is wrong with you?
Listen, listen. You're insulting Mother Earth right now. We got a problem.
No,
okay?
I'm not. No, Tanzanite in Mother Nature starts out as white, and eventually gets its more of a plum hue to it. Thank you very much. Yes,
I do know my shit
about rock.
It's like violet. It's like blue. No, it's like, okay, here you go. Here you go. Okay? So when it crystallizes and the heat crystallizes in the inside of an actual, like, colossal stone, like a massive rock, like basically just this gigantic thing. It's white on the outside, but everything in the inside is crystallized, and it's that color. That's where all the heat and like chemical reaction happen. I like stones, okay? A little bit too much. And right now, I'm going to kick your ass, but I won't because I like you. So you're safe. But we've got to figure out what the stone is because it's driving me crazy. Literally,
I'm driving me crazy. I'm Googling this shit right now.
Okay. Is it a stone or a crystal? Because there would be two different things.
It's
is
stone.
It a gem?
It's stone.
Stone.
It's stone. It's rock.
Okay, it's a white rock. Okay. Oh, wait. Okay. Actually, I know what that might be. I have one that's like, it's kind of like tinted, I don't know, tiger's eye maybe? But that's actually like totally brown. So, and where does the difference between stone and crystal come in? Because one's shiny and one's not. That's just offensive. But poor little kid. I don't know. It is salt, though, isn't it?
Is it Keith Richards crack rock? Sorry, Rolling Stones popped up, and that's just kind of what popped in my head.
Well, okay.
That's actually like, well, what is citrine?
Oh, citrine?
Citrine.
Yeah. Is that what it
well,
is?
That doesn't start with a T there, Kevin.
I know. Well, it has a T in it.
And citrine is supposed to be like a kind of like a, I don't know how to explain it, like kind of like a, it's like a topaz, really.
Yeah.
No, but
it says, yeah. It says on the package, it says citrine chip necklace.
Does it have any kind of like brown in it at all?
Yeah, let me go find where I put the necklace.
Damn it. Find where you put the damn necklace. You talk about this necklace and you don't even have it? What?
Yeah, I got it. I just not wearing it.
It's kind of like brown. It should be like a tint of brown at least. It's like, you know how gems are formed? Or you know when you go to like the people that like really carve down and sand down all the gems to like get to like the pretty part, like all pretty much all rocks on the outside look like ugly, but I don't know, totally
all
worth
right.
it.
I just posted a link in chat, so
of what?
Of hold on, the mineral and gemstone kingdom.
Good. I'm going to be looking at this all night because but I love it so much.
The train is not in there. Well, you literally are going to be looking at it for many, many nights because there is a shit ton. There's four
columns. You're looking at minerals, but what he has is a gemstone.
Yeah, it says the mineral and gemstone kingdom.
Yeah, but right now the link that you did was minerals A through Z, and then there's a gemstone link.
I just brought the general one. I'm sure you can figure it out.
I don't mean to one-up you on that one, but here. I will give you this link, okay? Okay, darling? And you will
yes,
see something.
Yes, I just got to the gemstone link.
All right,
so.
Check it out, bitches.
Wow. And, yeah, there's like a quarter. And that one's... Citrine's not on there either, so...
Yes,
whatever.
It is. It's right here. How do you not see it? You bastard. You're just fucking with me now. Here. Here is the actual fucking page for your pleasure, all right?
Okay,
enjoy it.
You know what? It's being opened right now. It's being opened right now. That's like amber.
That's what I said. It's brown. But then it
says... Yeah, it's got some brown in it.
Yeah. But apparently...
Color. Yellow, orange, brown. Not white.
Well, stop it.
I know, that's what I was thinking. I was like, is it white? Is it white? Really? The only thing that I can think of is that it depends on the quality. Also, it depends on how big the stone originally was, and it depends on have they, basically, if you crack it open, is there, like, sediments that are darker? But I don't suggest doing that. But that's, yeah, I wouldn't suggest doing that. But it's the idea of a rock, any kind of rock, really. But it depends on, like, the formation and the atmosphere that it was in and how much energy. And I think that every single stone has some sort of different energy, what is the word? Like, it conducts and, like, absorbs different kind of energy and atoms and molecules. And there you go. Take it down to a very, like, particle level and see what it... I just wish that there was, like, a website, which would be awesome to create, that had all the levels of what kind of energy is actually absorbed. Like, levels. Not, like, negative, positive. I mean, like, levels. Like, literally, when you go and you have that EMF detector and you're checking out the levels of energy, right? I want to know what kind of, like, energy these stones absorb. I just want to know. Why is it so hard to believe? Why can't they make this shit up? And, like, seriously, I don't understand. But, yes. But I'm big into gemstones. I got, like, a big-ass amethyst, like, rock, like one of those that look tacked up, you know, like they're the size of your hand, but they're, like, beautiful. I have one of those, and my mother has another one, and we're kind of, like, sharing our energies or something. Isn't that cute? It's like a mother-daughter thing. With her little amethyst thingies and jiggers. It's so nice. That's so nice. I feel such like a girly girl right now. Like, I like rocks. Like, they're pretty.
Hey, Kevin, speaking of, and being in Texas, I think the place that I'm thinking of, is it Natural Bridge Caverns? Have you ever been there?
I've heard of them. I've never been there.
It's by San Antonio.
Yeah.
Or there's a couple different ones. There's Caverns of Sonora, Interspace Cavern, Natural Bridge Caverns. Yeah, Natural Bridge is the one that I'm thinking of. We went. If you ever get a chance, it's out by San Antonio. If you're ever out there, go through that and take that tour. It will blow your damn mind.
Oh, yeah.
With the stalactites, stalagmites, the formations. I mean, there's the King's Chair in there. There's a couple different ones. But the one thing that was amazing, and, I mean, this is just going off of my memory from when I was, like, 11 last time I was there. They have this one pool, and this is where the actual rocks, the rock formations and purification of what rocks do to water as it comes through. There's a pool that looks like a wading pool. It looks like it's about waist deep, and you can see all the way to the bottom, and it's 86 feet deep.
Dang!
It's crystal clear. It's one of those things that just makes you look, and you don't want to keep going. You just want to look at it and be like, I need to test this. Like, you feel like you can walk in there.
Yeah.
But the one guy, like, the one guide took a rock and threw it in, and a small rock. And I guess these are rocks that they took because it's the same material, so they can throw it in there, and all it does is just blend it in the bottom. Well, it was, and when he threw it in, it was 1 minute and 3 seconds before it hit the bottom.
Wow.
You could see it spiraling and twisting and turning and going. It was like, holy crap. I went through another cave in Barbados, which was the same thing. It wasn't that deep. It was like 66 or 67 feet deep, but it looked like it was ankle deep water.
Yeah, the most memorable place I've been would be Mammoth Cave up north. actually. I can't remember if it's in Kentucky or West Virginia or somewhere up there, but it's United States' largest cave system. And I took the tour. I think I was like 12 or 13, and we ended up like a mile and a half down in the earth. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's I think it is Kentucky.
Yeah.
I know it's not far from us. We were talking about actually taking a ride out there, like hop on the bikes and taking a cruise. Yeah, now I'm just a Googling fool tonight.
Yeah. And to give y'all to an update, I'm still in talks with the city of Pittsburgh, Texas, on that hospital. They gave me some numbers, what the taxes would be for a year, but that was when it was actually open in a functional hospital. So right now I'm in the waiting process of the tax assessors going back in and reevaluating the property since it's been closed for 4 years so that we can get an accurate number. So, yeah, we're tossing numbers back and forth of me getting ownership of that building.
Oh, nice. Well, I definitely got to plan a trip down there for one of the maiden voyages. So, Mammoth Cave National Park, cave system, and part of the Green River Valley in the hilly country of South Central Kentucky.
Yep, that's it.
So,
that's a badass place right there.
Yep. Thank you, Google.
What would you do without Google? What would I do without Google?
I would Bing.
Oh, that's such
or Yahoo.
You know that Yahoo sucks too. So what kind of question is that? Like, I'm just saying, Bing really? Like Bing. Okay, I use Google because I'm a student, and Wikipedia rocks. That's all I got to say. Probably, like, the worst place for information, but I don't care. At this point,
yeah, no, don't Wikipedia. I could go on the Wikipedia right now and punch in shit about a Yeti, and it gives you the most asinine descriptions. It's people's opinions creating an encyclopedia. There is minor fact in there.
Well, there is also the fact that they have, like, professional editors that are doing that. But they're getting information from sources, like news sources, that might not be totally reliable. Like, unless it's, like, CNN, but unless you have an article that's written by someone else, like, based on something else, and they're at least, well, what's on the internet, if you read it, it must be true. No, I mean, literally, if I just need to know, like, a birth date, then I just go on Wikipedia. There's no point in me, like, searching high and low for it, just Wikipedia. I like to learn about the history of the world and all of its countries and continents, and it's never going to happen in real life, and I kind of want it summarized, and that helps. So, I do read books, however, so I get more of my information from books. But from what I understand, at least the things that I research, I don't research Justin Bieber. I don't really care. So,
you don't?
Yeah, no, I don't. Shocking, right?
Really? What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm kidding.
I have no idea because he seems to be a really nice guy, and I don't know why I hate him so much. So, I'm sorry. Sorry. Poor little boy doesn't know how to pull up his pants, but it's okay.
You know, you know what? I said it like jokingly. Is obviously because I don't research him either, but I do give that little prick a lot of credit in the fact that he has 3 businesses, he's got record labels. I mean, he is actually, like, out there doing it. And it all got started from YouTube. That was,
yeah,
and
he also is a product, which means that there are other people that are controlling most of what he does.
True,
and
true.
Investing. Basically, he just has investors that tell him what to do, give him money to do it, and have him do it. And
Now, see, Brittany, I could control you. All I have to do is tell you to do something, but promise you chocolate.
Okay, that is true. I said Twizzlers one time, too. So it depends on the day. It really does depend on the day. It either Twizzlers or Belgian chocolate. So I will take either or both. I mean, if you want to give me both, I'm not going to complain. I really would like both. I like. Now I'm hungry. Why do you do this to me? You don't remind a girl of chocolate when it's 11 o'clock at night. It's the worst thing ever to do. Seriously, metabolism is going to hate me. Anyway. Oh, I'm sad. So very, very sad.
That's one thing I do have to say thank you to my, pretty much my mother for, is getting her metabolism. I do watch what I eat. As far as, not like diet-wise, but just in general, I don't like taking in a lot of fat. I always feel like shit after I eat, you know, stuff like that. But, yeah, I do. I'll eat McDonald's. I'll eat Portillo's. I'll eat, you know, pretty much just whatever. But I can eat it right before bed, and I don't gain weight. So that's definitely...
I don't gain weight, but I don't lose weight. I do exercise, but the thing is, I'm a woman, and I'm 5'2", and I like chocolate, but I eat like a rabbit. Like, I love vegetables, but I eat chocolate. So I figure that's where it comes in, like, where I can eat chocolate. It's because I eat like a fucking rabbit, like, all day. Not all day, but, like, all the time. I don't eat all day, okay? Because rabbits tend to, like, eat all day, just gnaw at their lettuce. I love my lettuce, okay?
Note, do you guys have Trader Joe's down there?
We did in Michigan, so no.
Nope.
That doesn't make
in
any
Michigan.
Sense, but okay.
No, I know. In Michigan, I lived right next to one. It was great. It was like one of my favorite stores. It's like completely organic, and oh my God, they have coffee that's organic. So good.
It's
oh my
so
God,
hippie.
And it was so good.
I can't stand the pompous arrogance that store produces, but at the same time, they have shit that you can't get anywhere else.
Exactly.
One thing that is awesome, and if you can find it by somebody else, I have only seen it at Trader Joe's, but maybe grocery stores or whatever down by you guys have it, is they have brown rice spaghetti, where it's only made from brown rice, and it is delicious.
I'm not too big on carbohydrates. See, when I say fresh vegetables, I mean vegetables. You bastard. You rub it in my face that you can eat all the wheat you want, all the brown rice, all the carbohydrates you want. Go eat your bread. Go eat your noodles. Kiss my ass, because it's going to be there for a while. So. Men. Why don't I have like a woman co-host? Because we could talk about like our periods together and like talk about shopping and like.
Hey,
you think that's gross? It's totally normal. What the fuck?
I can go there if you want. You got to remember, I do have a medical degree, so not a fucking thing on this planet grosses me out. So.
Nothing grosses me out either. I mean, I could literally talk about multiple things that you guys would probably die over, but we're going to just leave it at that, I guess. We'll leave it at that. So that's going to be the ending of our show,
say,
right?
We have 6 minutes left, and this is how we're wrapping it up.
Yes. Mainly because I don't really know how much more I'm going to say. It's been a long day.
I don't think it's just Jody's show, man. I think it's all of us. I think it's all of us twisted bastards on here.
I think so.
Yeah, it is, because the other night, well, it might have been 2 weeks ago, I was listening to Ghost Hunting Texas Style, and I was listening to their show, and they ended up talking about farts for about 15 minutes, so, yeah.
Okay, that has happened officially on every one of our shows, because first it was Jody, and then Jody bombed my show, and all we did was talk about farts, and I was just like, really? Really? Really, my show, you talk about farts for like 20 minutes. Like, I mean, nonstop. It was just like, really? At that point, I was drunk, though, so I really didn't care. I had a fireball. I didn't care. I wasn't drunk, but I was totally, I had like 2 margaritas. I went out to dinner, did my radio show, drank some fireball, and then Jody comes on talking about farting. Although the only reason why I was like, Jody, you should come on, is because we're talking about weed. I thought you might love it. So she comes on, and that's what it was. So I don't know how it went from weed to fart, but it did.
Well, that's just all of us. We're just nutty like that. But that's the fun in it, too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So, yes. So we are going to wrap it up so that I can play a song. And I think that Matt is incognito right now, so we're going to let him be incognito. But, okay, well, he's going to miss the end of the show, I think. He doesn't realize it. Okay, so he's incognito. So he's going to say bye on another day. He'll be with you guys Wednesday. And I love that you called in, Kevin, because I have to catch up with you. So,
all right.
If you want to call in next week so we could do our little thing and be awesome together, so.
Cool. Tomorrow on Terrify Radio, we have Dawn Short, Psychic Medium. She will be on the show tomorrow. And just a little announcement, Miss Brittany, that we have coming on in April on Unknown Paranormal Radio Show on Sunday and Terrify on that Tuesday, April 7th and April 9th, we have Brian Kano from Haunted Collector coming on.
Cool. And Scott Grunwald
right.
just said he was going to be on the show soon, so that's cool. So thanks, Scott. So
yeah.
And if you want to call in the 16th on Terrify, we're going to have Lana Starr. She's in what is it? Wrestling. It's in the Wild Wrestling for Women or whatever it's called. She's a world champion and she's freaking hot. Playboy model, you name it, she's done it. She's gonna be on the show, and I think Jody and her probably will have some kind of romantic thing going on. I don't know. You never know what Jody's gonna do. You never know what Jody's gonna do, especially when some hot chick comes on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
I apologize.
What, like,
I had
I'm not hot enough for you.
I had an extreme coughing fit. I'm sorry. That's why I had to go mute before I ended up just wrecking the rest of the show.
I knew
Wednesday
you went incognito, so I kind of noticed. So it's okay.
Yeah.
Wednesday
is still kind of up in the air. I'm not sure if Dennis or I are going to be able to do it. I'm hoping. I'm still praying for that, but. Kevin, Brian Kano, awesome guy. I talk to him all the time. He's just a great, great, fun-loving, down-to-earth guy. So definitely have fun with him, and I'll be checking that show out for sure and probably call and shoot the shit with you guys.
Yeah. Sounds good, man.
Cool.
Yo, yo.
So we got a good show next week, and I'll update my website. Since I finally got some projects done, and the only week that's coming up that we won't be doing a show is April 8th, and we will organize everything then. So I want to say goodnight to everybody, and thanks for joining us, and thank you to Kevin. Do you want to plug anything, Kevin, like a website, which I think you just plug the show.
Oh, yeah, just plug our Unknown Radio Network fan page on Facebook. Go like it. It's all the hosts update that page and talk about their upcoming shows. So if you want to know what's going on the radio network, go find us on Facebook and like us.
And go find me on Facebook and like me. Like, totally. All right. We're going to leave the show on a good note and no more period talk. And I did it. How about that? How about that for you, gentlemen? What's up?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you,
awesome.
Thank you, Brittany. Thank you, Kevin. It's been a blast.
Thank you so much. I'll see you next Monday.
All righty.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Wait, real quick, now that we're in archive.
Yeah.
I do have a question for both of you. I think Kevin, I don't know if you know or Brittany, I don't know if you know Big Ray and KB out of Richmond, Virginia, where Dennis is from. They have Ghost Raps Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should bombard them one night. I think we should have everybody from, because KB's been asking me to come back on and be a guest because I haven't talked to those guys in a long time. I think I should schedule a Unknown Radio Network on their show.
There you go.
And it will just be... Oh, yeah. So... But if you're down, I'm actually going to call KB right now because I told him I would after the show, so.
Yeah. Sounds good.
What days do they do it?
They're Friday nights.
Okay, cool. So that should be good. Yeah. That's cool. Let me know.
Yeah, and, you know, I was talking to Dennis about it, too, and he doesn't have a problem. Would it be easier if we switch nights?
Me and you?
Yeah. I don't know how Wednesdays are for you.
I have maybe about, I'm going to say 5 more weeks of school and then I'm done. So then I'm just going to try to keep doing what I'm doing, and then only Monday that I can't do it is when I'm in New York. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to be a trooper. I'm going to do this, except for maybe finals week, because that's it. But then finals week is like the week after I come back from New York. So there's going to be 2-week hiatus. So then once I'm done with school, I'm good.
Well, if you want me and a special guest to run it while you're on hiatus, I can do that too. So I can have either me and Dennis do it or me and somebody else. I was talking to actually Helmy Kramer from Haunted Encounters.
Yeah.
So he said he's like, yeah, if you need me as a co-host, he's like, I'll do a damn co-host with you.
Cool.
So I talk to Helmy all the time. I talk to Chelsea all the time. Daniel from the show, Jordan on occasion. She's usually busy with her boyfriend, but I know I can always get a special co-host. So
okay,
and that's probably depending. I got to talk to Dennis, but that's probably depending on what's happening for Wednesday. Dennis might not be able to do it. So, and the one person that I had set up as a guest might not be able to do it either. So Wednesday is kind of up in the air. I'll put something together.
If you don't, you can also do a replay of another show too.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that, so I would...
you have to explain to him again how you do that.
Well, I can... I've been loading up the show, preload the show up for somebody. Basically, all you do is you log in and call in like you're going to run the show, but you just mute yourself, and you go to where the, you know, whatever I label it in your show, like Full Spectrum Radio replay of whatever date, and you just you press play on it, and it runs. You just have to log in to play it. That's it.
Yeah, he'll explain it. He'll make it pretty obvious. Like, at least he'll help out. So we will all discuss this, and I want to end the show so I can play a song. Because I gotta go eat something. So periods. Okay. I know how to end the show, don't I? And bloody vampires that really, really love blood. And read the Vampire Lestat, because then you know what I'm talking about. Hey. And it's a great book. So you really should. No, it's actually Memnoch the Devil, which is the Vampire Lestat. But it's a different book. It's Memnoch the Devil. So great book. Yep. Read it. You'll see what I'm talking
about. I'm very, very familiar with Lestat.
Okay, so Memnoch the Devil goes in the church. There's Jesse. There you have it. She's like bleeding everywhere from a different spot, and he's really hungry. So, you know what? Whatever. He did what he had to do. So, and it's completely silent after that. Tell me you've read the book.
Huh?
Tell me you've read the book.
No, I haven't read the book, but I'm extremely familiar with Lestat.
Oh, well, I was talking about, like, the book. Now that has to have made no sense for you whatsoever.
Not a damn bit, but.
And I probably just spoiled a little bit of it for you, too, so. Damn it. Well, go read the memo. Go read it. Go read it.
Ooh. You know what I'll do? Is he's online right now. I'll see if Dane can host the show or co-host.
Okay.
Because Brittany, you love talking to Dane.
I do.
That is
on Monday.
Because
Monday you're busy, right?
Huh?
Wait, are you busy on Monday? Okay, I'm so confused.
No, you were talking about being busy on Mondays.
Oh, I thought you said I thought you wanted me to do like a Wednesday, and I don't know. Okay, I get you. I get you. I get you. I get you.
Yeah.
I get
no,
you.
No. No. On the days that you're busy, I'll see if I can do Dane as one of the co-hosts, and we can still do the show instead of just replaying an archive. Because Dane always brings a shit ton of people. And I'll see if Helmy will do the other one.
Okay. That's cool. Whatever floats your boat.
Well, no, if it's cool with you, it's your show.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't mind. I'm down. I don't have a problem with it. What do I look like?
Not...
I have a problem with it? No, I don't. Certainly.
I don't know. I'm not, like... That'd be like you calling me saying, oh, well, you know what, if you're busy, I'll see if I can do this with so-and-so. And, no, it's just going to happen, and you have to fucking deal with it. Like,
exactly.
No.
You know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. You can do whatever you want, and I will still think you're awesome. So, works for me. Definitely, definitely.
Guys. Talk about period, and we're out of here. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so we are going to go. I want to say goodnight to everybody and thank you again, and we will see you next Monday, and I have a very special guest that's coming on one of the next weeks coming up, and the only night that we're not going to have a show, at least I'm not going to be on the show, is April 8th because I'm in New York, and it's very important that I spend time in New York for the purpose of being in New York anyway, so, and I don't have a PC to bring with me. And I don't have any way of, like, contacting anybody. And I'm kind of busy. So I try. So we will be back next Monday. And I will see you. And, Kevin, if you want to call in next Monday, you're more than welcome to as well. So.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
It's nice talking
so,
to you guys.
April 8th, you will be stuck with me and someone.
Yes.
I don't know who yet. So
yeah,
we got
a good amount of time at least, a couple of 15 days or 20 days or something. I can't count, but whatever. So I'm going to leave you guys with some awesome music as usual. Got to keep it metal after all this like vampire, bloody, whatever. Anyway, so good night, gentlemen.
All right.
Yes.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Peace
Thank you,
out.
Kevin.